You're listening to the audio production of Independence Day, What I've Learned About Retirement from Some Who've Done It and Some Who Never Will, by Steve Lopez, published by Harper Horizon and read by the author. For Jeff, there he is, coming through the door, filling up the room. As you get older, you become the person you always should have been. David Bowie. Chapter 1. It's the 4th of July, and I'm lounging in my backyard, thinking about a different kind of Independence Day. The day I say goodbye to work as I know it. I live at the top of a hill, and on a clear day, I can see Santa Monica Bay 20 miles away. But the view to the west is a little hazy at the moment, just like my thoughts about when to walk away. Some days, I know I'm ready. Other days, I fear I'd be lost. I left college on a Tuesday night in 1975, started work the next morning, and I haven't stopped. It's all I know, and what's more important, it's a big part of who I am. My wife, Allison, a freelance writer who is 7 years younger than I, has just come out of the house. She beat me badly at tennis this morning, a lean, lithe youngster taking full advantage of a hobbled graybeard with two fake knees and a pacemaker. That's my excuse, at least. She saunters over and takes a look at our bamboo sofa and asks if I think we should get rid of it and buy teak furniture instead. This is not a difficult question for me. I am not the kind of person who takes a gander at a perfectly serviceable lounge or a kitchen table or a refrigerator and wonders on a whim if it's time to spend good money to replace it. But that's not an argument worth having. So I point out to Allison that the bamboo is all-weather and low-maintenance. The latter feature appeals to me more than ever, because I can think of far better things to do with a weekend than sand and varnish furniture. Allison nods and goes back inside the house. The house is not huge, and that's another consideration. We each like our space, and as a freelance writer, Allison's office is our house. But when the pandemic hit, and I was forced to work from home much more than usual after my office was closed for safety reasons, we bumped into each other now and then. It felt like a preview, a test of whether either of us can handle the closeness my retirement will bring. Allison would see me planted in the den, which is mere feet from her office, and ask, "Are you going to be in this room much longer?" God willing, 10 years, 20. I'm not sure how much time I have left.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?